Welcome to the University of Limerick Research Impact podcast series. I'm your host, Christine Brennan. In the aftermath of the economic recession in Ireland came an emerging industrial relations dispute over the issue of zero-hours contracts. Joining me today to discuss the issue of zero-hours contracts is Dr. Lorraine Ryan, lecturer in employment relations at the Department of Work and Employment Studies at the KEMI Business School. Lorraine has been part of a research cluster at the KBS with a track record of researching low-wage work, public policy and employment law. Thanks for joining us, Lorraine.
Thanks, Christine.
Can I firstly ask you to explain what do we mean by zero-hours contracts?
Sure. So zero-hours contract, it typically refers to work where hours of work for the employee are not guaranteed. So what we would call a pure zero-hour contract is where an employee has 0 hours guaranteed, but has to be available to an employer as required to work. Now, the actual term zero-hour contract in reality is used to capture a much wider breadth of what we term precarious work. And precarious work is typically work that is insecure, that has uncertainty of hours and uncertainty of income. And there's a lot of crossover between the legal definition of a 0 hours contract and the reality of workers' situations around 0 hours work. And that's what our study uncovered, and that's what we were researching in this project.
So what are the implications of contracts of these natures?
So the implications of 0 hours work are primarily negative for employees. So in a 0 hours work situation, employees typically don't know how many hours they're going to be working on a regular basis. So it's very difficult for them to plan financially. It's very difficult for them to plan for things like childcare. It's very difficult for them to have certainty around things like hours, things like income. And they're quite insecure in terms of their need for work and their need for employment and their kind of ability to manage the type of work that they're being offered. So what we actually find is that 0 hours work is concentrated among marginalized groups. So you will have migrant workers, women, older and younger workers, both in Ireland and from the international research, are the key groups of workers that are impacted by what we call precarious work or 0 hours work.
And how did your research group get involved in this issue in the first instance?
Well, the research group is comprised of 8 researchers from the Department of Work and Employment Studies in the KEMI Business School. And all of the researchers in the group have a wealth of experience researching this type of issue from different angles, whether it's from a public policy perspective, from a social impact perspective, from an employment law perspective. So in the aftermath of the economic crash, as you said in your introduction, and in light of a key retail dispute by Dunn Stores workers back in 2015, and a kind of increasing awareness internationally of 0 hour contracts, particularly from the UK, the government sent out a call for a research group to investigate the issue in Ireland. So we put forward a proposal to the government. We met with government ministers to explain our proposed methodology and our research experience and background. And then we were awarded the tender to conduct the first study of 0 hour contracts in Ireland.
What sectors did you examine in your research and where did you source the data?
So we focused on 4 key sectors in the report, and these were sectors where 0 hours type work is typically found. So we focused on retail, education, health and accommodation and food. And then we had 2 key streams of data. So we looked at quantitative data that was available through the CSO. And that gave us some indications of trends in working hours, of the demographics of people engaged in low hours work, gave us some data on the number of people who were underemployed, which means that they have a certain number of hours, but if they were available, they would like to work more hours. But that didn't, that gave us to some extent a picture of 0 hours work. But what we found almost more enlightening was the qualitative research. So for the qualitative research, we engaged with government departments, we engaged with trade unions. So the umbrella body for trade unions in Ireland, the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, and the trade unions within the individual sectors that we looked at. Then we also interviewed employer organisations, so IBEC and the employer organisations for like ISME, to try to capture as wide a breadth as possible different opinions and views and data around what was going on in this space. We also talked to representative bodies of marginalised groups, so groups that represented women, migrants, older workers, younger workers, as we had kind of already identified that these are the key groups that are impacted by precarious work and 0 hours work.
Your research then contributed to the introduction of the 2018 Protection of Employment Act. Can you explain how this legislation further protects workers' rights?
Sure. So on foot of our report, the government essentially asked for inputs from all the key stakeholders. And so for responses to the recommendations that we had put in our report, and that was quite extensive in terms of Dáil debates and Oireachtas inquiries. And on foot of that, there were a number of different bills suggested through Parliament. And the one that was finally enacted was the Employment Miscellaneous Provisions Act, which came into effect in March this year. And in terms of the impact for 0 hours workers, there's a couple of things that that act does. One is that it ensures that workers get a statement of their terms and conditions of work as early as possible. So that helps to try and kind of increase the clarity around the expectations of the worker. So in particularly in terms of how many hours they're expected to work, you know, whether or not they're expected to be available for hours of work. And that's an effort to make it clearer to workers from day one, the type of work that they'll be engaged in. Another key thing that the Act does is that it prohibits what we call pure 0 hour contracts, except in exceptional circumstances. So it's not to say that 0 hour contracts are never necessary or that there are no workers that would actually like to work on a 0 hour contract. That is possible. So you can't introduce legislation that prevents 0 hour contracts completely, you know, because you have to have some element of flexibility for employers and for workers as well, that they're not tied into a lack of flexibility in that sense. But 0 hour contracts in the main result in precarious work. So they're prohibited except in exceptional circumstances. And then one of the key contributions of the legislation is the introduction of a banded hours provision. And if you link back to the Dunstores strike, one of the major issues for Dunstores workers were that they were contracted to work 15 hours per week. But the reality was many of them were working 30 up to 40 hours regularly over the course of a number of years. In reality. But when they would go to try to get a loan or to try to get a mortgage, the banks obviously only base their decision on your contracted guaranteed hours and guaranteed income. So that was a key difficulty for workers on those types of contracts. So the banded hours provision means that if an employee is regularly working a certain amount of hours over a 12-month period, then they can request to have that number of hours guaranteed. And unless the employer can show a legitimate reason for not guaranteeing those hours, then the band of hours that the employee is on essentially has to move up to the reality of the number of hours that they've been working on. So the provisions of the legislation, while they still have to be tested because it's still in early stages, reflect a lot of the recommendations that we made to the government on foot of the report.
That's great. That has a huge impact on workers' rights. Could you say what was the biggest challenge in examining the grey area of work in Ireland? It's quite complex.
The biggest challenge relates to the term 0 hour contract. because we were given the kind of the task of examining the extent of 0 hour contracts in Ireland. But the first thing that we had to decide on was, well, what do we mean by a 0 hour contract? And when we went to examine that, we actually found a lot of complexity in terms of employment law, in terms of key issues around what we call the mutuality of obligation. And that means what do employers have to guarantee and what do employees have to guarantee, and whether or not somebody is actually determined legally as being an employee. So what we actually found was that if you don't have to be available for work because you have no obligation, then you're not actually an employee. So therefore, you're not protected by the employment rights legislation. So that was a major thing that we discovered when we looked at, well, what is a 0 hours contract? Because what we actually found was the term, in terms of a pure 0 hour contract, they're not actually extensive in Ireland, because there was legislation already in place to protect employees on pure 0 hour contracts. So what was happening was that employees would not be guaranteed any hours, but would not have to be obligated to be available for hours contractually. Now, the reality of that situation is, of course, workers had to be available for any hours that they could get in terms of financial security. And, you know, there's very few precarious workers that can pick and choose what hours they do and don't work. So the term itself, when we started off, was the biggest stumbling block. But that actually led to much richer research in terms of examining the legislative provisions, in terms of examining the difference between the reality of worker situations and the legal provisions. And we also found, when we took the research internationally to conferences and seminars and engaged with colleagues on an international level in comparative work, that these issues are not just unique to Ireland. So we have trends towards changing forms of employment and changing forms of employment contract, and regulation and protection in a lot of ways is still based around traditional forms of employment contracts. So there's a lot of research going on around how do we bridge that gap? You know, how do we ensure that social protection and legislative protection and employment rights matches the newer forms of what we might call flexible employment, what we might call precarious employment, what typically comes under the umbrella term of 0 hours work.
Great. Thank you very much for joining us today. You've been listening to Dr. Lorraine Ryan, lecturer in employment relations at the Department of Work and Employment Studies at the Kemmy Business School, UL. This research is funded by the Department of Business, Enterprise and Innovation. If you'd like to find out more about this research, check out the impact case study on our website, ul.ie/researchimpact.